This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
Welcome back, episode 5, bitches.
We've been doing this for over a month, babe.
Aren't you proud?
A whole month. Wow.
Our short attention spans have, they've failed this time.
Go us. But I'm ready to, like, literally strangle our microphone's neck.
Not just the microphones. How about this Apple computer here?
Yeah, fuck. I'm fucking pissed. We had to literally, if you couldn't tell, our intro has been re-recorded actually tonight, and it took us how many tries to get this shit right?
I said, with as much love and hilarity as we can luster.
Something about lunch was in there.
It was terrible.
It was so fucked up. It took forever.
All right, so this week, I want to talk about Lion Lochte one more time.
Oh, boy.
You know, let's close out these Olympics with some style. Lion Lochte has now been charged by the Rio police with filing a false police report, which I didn't think that he actually did that.
So I don't get it. How can they file against him if he didn't do it?
I didn't think he filed a police report. I thought that his mom came out, did a report, you know, did a interview with a reporter. And she said, oh, yeah, he got held up by gunpoint, blah, blah, blah. And that blew it all up. Shut up, Mom.
What the fuck? Like, why would she run her mouth like that?
God damn it.
I can't tell Mom nothing.
I was trying to look good in front of my moms, and she fucking ruined everything.
I mean, okay, like, literally, dude, you have how many medals? Why do you need to impress your mom any further?
That's his only boo. Poor guy.
Oh, poor Lochte. I wonder if he got any while he was down in Rio.
I don't know. But On the same lines with Lochte, I think it's up to five now. Five of his sponsors have now dropped him like a sack of shit. So, which is good, you know. That don't fuck around, bro.
Yeah, well, I don't get it. Okay, so he told his mom this. His mom comes out and tells the story.
My son was fucking held up at gunpoint.
Okay. But see, I go back to what I said in the last episode, that he's a pathological liar.
Yeah, something's wrong. Why would you lie to your mom, dude?
Exactly. You put out this big, drawn-out story to your mother. Why? Because, oh, you know why?
Why?
Because he gave all that money to the gas station people, and mom was probably like, where's all that money?
She said, oh, I saw that shit on your credit card statement, bitch.
What'd you do with the money?
You weren't nailing all them strippers, were you?
Exactly. See, I'm telling you, he tried to fucking cover his tracks from mommy. That's all it was. And then mommy went and ran her mouth, but...
And then fucked him hardcore.
I mean, but a whole bunch of them are coming out now. The other two so far, I think there's one more who hasn't made a statement, have come out and, you know, kind of gave their side of the story as to what happened. But I didn't really read into the articles, but I really don't think this is going away for a while.
I think this is the last you'll hear of it.
I don't. I think that this is going to get worse.
Is he going to swim again in the next four years?
Probably.
You big dummy.
Here we go back to a couple of lunches and some Thursdays.
One time.
It has been a rough day for you.
All right, we started recording this podcast at 9 o'clock. It is now 9:47.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, the intro, the three or four second intro took 45 minutes to re-record.
Yep, Russell cannot English today.
Russell cannot English ever.
Yep, ever.
All right, so that's all I had about Lochte. I didn't want to talk to him. Yeah, see? I didn't want to talk about him a whole lot. Oh, my God,
dude. I think you're done. I really do.
I'm not drunk, I swear.
We need to get drunk. I think that's what we need. We need a weekend.
All right, so we've been talking about Pokemon Go a lot on this podcast, and I wanted to hit back on that.
Oh, boy.
So
we're going to name our next child after?
Raichu. So the stats of Pokemon Go, the active user rate at its peak was 45 million.
Uh-huh.
It's been about a month now. Since it launched or whatever.
Yeah.
It's now at 30 million. They dropped 15 million active users in a month.
Wow.
That's not good for anything.
Well, see, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people who weren't diehard Pokemon people before decided to, oh, you know, let's see what all the fuss is about. Like, you know, a relative of mine who had absolutely no interest in it whatsoever downloaded it and played for all of half a day.
3 seconds.
Exactly. So, I mean, it, you know, I think some people were just trying to see what all the fuss was about, you know?
Yeah, but you dropping like that, 45 to 30,
yeah.
That's crazy. That's because the game sucks asshole and it's not deep.
Let's go back to what I said originally.
It's crap.
No, that this is only 10%.
I don't care. You have to wait and launch your game with 50%.
I mean, I could agree with that.
Like I said, you're not going to regain ground as much as you lost.
You don't think?
No way. Impossible.
I think so. I think if they did, well, it'd probably have to be something massive, but if they did a mass update.
Like
you're already done. I told you, you're already done. You're not pushing it. Don't go any further, okay?
Oh, my God. This has been a rough night. I'm losing my mind.
It's been a rough day. I mean, yeah, we need a mommy-daddy weekend just so we could sleep.
All right, so more Pokemon Go stuff.
Oh, God.
Two people in Japan have been run over by cars from Pokemon Go drivers. What do you think about that now?
I don't know.
Because you're a serial Pokemon Go player and driver.
Thanks for calling me out, bro.
I am going to.
Because now every police in the country is going to be looking for Lynn's out on the road. Is she playing Pokemon Go?
But it's bad.
Trying to catch an Ivysaur, just saying.
I'm pretty sure that they should put something in. If you're going over like 20 miles an hour, it should lock the game down.
Why? Because what if I'm a passenger?
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
I don't care.
What do you mean you
don't care?
People
are getting run over by cars now because people are terrible humans.
Okay, so that's the game's fault.
No, it's not. It's people's fault.
All right, then.
But still.
You
want to
go there?
Let's go right now.
You want to go there? Let's get started on this, bro.
What?
You're going to blame the fork for getting people fat.
Yes.
No. Fuck that.
I blame
no.
turkey legs, motherfucker. Oh my God.
No. See, we need a weekend. This is going to get bad here real quick. No, you can't blame a game for people's stupidity.
I don't blame the game, but why don't? But seriously, think about it. Why don't they have it locked down? Because it's hard to play that game while driving, anyways.
Exactly. So it shouldn't be played while driving.
I know, but why not just complete the circuit here and just shut it down while you're driving?
Well, how are you going to do that?
Like I said, it's a GPS game. If you're going above 25 or whatever. Certain miles an hour.
But I could be a passenger in a car and not be driving.
But like I said, it's crap to play while you're driving anyway. It's hard to catch Pokemon because when you drive, they disappear really quick. You have to hit the freaking Pokestops right at the right time and spin them. So it's completely pointless.
It's strategy. Okay?
No, it's crap.
It's mastery of your finger onto a screen.
Your eggs don't fucking tally up your distance because you're going too fast.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point of playing it while driving?
Well, if you're a passenger, you can get Pokemon as you're going down the road.
But it's not. It's tough to. It's
so what? It adds another level of complexity.
No, it doesn't.
The fuck?
What, dodge people and shit?
No. No, not dodge people, but you can collect Pokemon as you're going down the road.
It's worse. No, it's just as bad as texting and driving.
I can agree with that. I completely agree with
that. So why the fuck do you do it?
Because I want Pokemon. What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
I find myself to be a very safe driver. Okay, thanks.
But you Pokemon go and drive.
I'm not one of those people who sit there and stare at my phone the whole time I'm driving.
I've seen you tape it to your forehead and fucking play.
Well, that would defeat the purpose because I kind of need my fingers in order to like flick the balls and.
Oh, my God.
I told you, this shit's going to get bad quick.
We got to go.
It's getting late.
We got to go upstairs.
Mama
right
needs
now.
A drink.
I'm going upstairs right now. Come on. This is terrible.
It's going to get bad quick.
I love it.
All right.
So, but yeah, I just thought that it was kind of weird. You know, it seems like one bad thing after another is happening to Niantic and Pokemon Go. You've got bad stats coming out. People are judging the shit out of this game. It's like, oh, this game's fucking losing.
You can't blame the game.
I don't blame the game, but like I said, it's not very good to play while driving because the game itself is crap to play while driving. Your Pokemon go away very fast. You know, you can't play.
But if you're a passenger, it's still doable.
Not really.
Yeah.
You were bitching today when I was driving. You said, "Oh, fucking Squirtle ran. Oh my God."
No, I did not. Yeah, don't even. I didn't get shit today. I fucking didn't get anything on Pokemon today.
Pidgey.
They made Rattatas and Pidgeys so fucking hard to stay in the balls. It is absolutely annoying.
Stay in these balls?
It's annoying.
All right. So another little video game nerd tip right now. PS4 players, go activate two-factor authentication on your PlayStation account so you don't get hacked again. This is just a public service announcement from Russ.
Yeah. Huh.
I have no idea what you just said.
No, just if anybody's a nerd and they play PS4, just activate two-factor authentication and make your... Did I say authentication? Is that the right word?
Authentication.
Oh, my God.
You're done.
That's like 93 syllables.
And time to establish a vegetarianism.
This is true. I love it. Oh my God. But yeah, go enable two-factor authentication.
All I heard was two-factor. That's all I got.
Okay. Authentication. Is that right?
Authentication, yeah.
Not authentication.
You get a tattoo of that. I'm going to get you a tattoo of that right on your forehead.
So, Matt, make sure you set your passwords to authentication.
Okay, you're done. I am done. You're done. It's my turn.
I've been cut off.
You're done. It's my turn.
I promise I have not drank anything today except water and soda.
I really could use a drink. I'm telling you, we need to do one of these like with a drink in hand.
Well, we just figured out that we have all these mess ups, and I think we're going to maybe do like a montage podcast. Is that a right word?
That's a right word. Holy good job. Shit. You're okay.
I should have said like montage or something like that.
Montague.
Oh my God. But yeah, maybe we'll do a podcast, like just a blooper podcast, because like I said, we went through the intro written down and everything. We went through it at least 94 times.
Yep. We were literally reading it and he still got messed up.
She's blaming me, but there was one point where she said, "I got snot."
I did. It got thick in my throat. Okay, anyways.
Oh.
You said it. You brought it up. All right.
I said snot and you said it's thick in my throat.
Okay, we're moving on to more topics, okay?
The first 12 minutes of this has been a clusterfuck.
Such is our life. Okay. So, speaking of kind of weird things, I guess, did you know that there is
the Muffin Man?
Are you going to be able to get through this?
Yes.
Because you're trying. You're going for goldfish, okay? That's going to be our ultimate level of platinum.
Megalodon. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a legless lizard?
I've heard of legless snakes.
No, seriously. I'm fucking serious. There's such thing called a legless lizard. What's the difference between a legless lizard and a snake, you ask? Snakes don't have eyelids.
I got one in my pants.
Which one, a legless lizard or a snake?
Yeah, it depends on the day. It's circumcised, so I'm assuming it's probably a snake.
Really?
It doesn't have eyelids.
Really? You're ridiculous. I'm serious. I'm so done with you. Are you going to let me do the topics? Are we going to have to talk about your circumcised dick?
Easy.
Well?
It's very... sensitive.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it would be more sensitive if it wasn't circumcised, right? That's how that works.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I've been traumatized from circumcision.
Don't even get me started. That's a bunch of crap.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm done. See, you went for platinum. You got the goldfish standard. You're good.
Goldfish standard.
Uh-huh. We're going to have to pause this while I collect myself because I'm trying to figure out how to get back into this topic.
Legless lizards. What about
legless lizard? I didn't know there was such a thing.
Me neither.
No.
That is kind of weird, though, that they distinguish the two between, oh, you don't have fucking eyelids, so that means you're a lizard.
Yes.
I mean, no, wait. You're a snake. Sorry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's retarded.
Yes. There's such thing as a legless lizard. I looked it up. It looks like a fucking snake. So how people can differentiate, I'm not sure, but...
Bitch, you got eyelids. You sexy.
But, so I kind of did a little more research. I wanted to see what else I didn't know about as far as strange animals. So went on Bored Panda. While at work.
What is it?
Bored Panda.
Like bored, like not B-O-R-D, having fun.
Yeah, like, oh. Yeah. Uh-huh. boredpanda.com. 21 more strange animals you didn't know existed. There is a red-lipped batfish, which uses its pectoral fins to walk on the bottom of the ocean. So it doesn't swim, it walks.
Is it like Megalodon?
Stop it! We're getting through. I'm done! Stop!
I'm a fish.
That's not a fish.
What is it?
You're a freaking re. Okay, there's also a goblin shark, which he was from, you know, prehistoric times, and he's found at like 330 feet below the sea level.
Is it really ugly?
Yes, it's really disgusting looking. It. Yeah, it's bad. There's also a panda ant, which looks like the hair coloration on him resembles that of a giant panda.
It's a fucking a hairy ant.
Yes, it looks like a panda.
Oh my God.
I want one. I want a panda ant farm.
You don't fucking like bugs.
This is true. I will exterminate them with raid.
You're going to get, oh, I got an ant farm, but you're all dead.
I just want to look at them. They're pretty.
And then dead.
There's a hummingbird hawk moth. It is a moth. It's a moth that looks like a hummingbird.
Is that hyphenated?
It is, actually. A hawk moth is hyphenated.
This is
It feeds on flowers and makes a similar humming sound. It looks a lot like a hummingbird. And then there's one.
Is that what they sound like?
Yeah, they sound like your microphone did a little while ago because you tried to take off your pop filter. There's pop.
Okay.
Pop.
Okay.
Pop. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. A Glaucus atlanticus, also known as a blue dragon. This creature is a species of blue sea slug. It is so pretty. I'll have to show you a picture. It's a
sea slug?
It's a sea slug that looks like a dragon, but it's like really bright, vibrant blue. It's really pretty. And then there's the... Stop. The Venezuelan poodle moth. Which found in 2009, new species of alien-looking moth. Now get this. You ready? This is the big one.
This
ready?
This is real life.
There's a penis snake.
I got one of them.
And it looks like it's a circumcised dick. So, I mean, this was a perfect segue. Good job.
Is it actually called that?
It's called a penis snake. It's an eyeless, large, presumably aquatic amphibian with a broad, flat head and a fleshy dorsal fin.
So, if you're at work, and, like, you were looking at porn. Like, I was just looking at penis snakes. I was on Discovery Channel.
Well, okay, then get this. There's also something called the pacu fish. It's a fish, and they call it the ball cutter. Local fishermen were really worried about their safety of their testicles while swimming in the waters because of this fish. It has teeth like humans.
I've seen that.
Like
yeah.
Humans have. So if we got a penis snake together and a pacu fish together, I wonder what would happen.
What, you bite the fuck?
Right, is it going to bite the tip off?
I have no idea. So would that be the head?
Yeah, I'm thinking it would be.
Oh my God.
So, I was looking at all this at work and I figured I should probably close the browser because it was getting a little graphic.
Holy shit. Yeah, she done.
Probably. But then the last thing that I saw, and it really, really started to hit me because it was scary. It's really, no, I'm serious. Don't smile. Don't look at me like that. It started to scare me. It's called the Great Isopod. It literally looks like a huge fucking beetle, like a roly poly, but it's an aquatic animal.
It's not a beetle. It's actually like a...
It's like a water animal. It's almost like a horseshoe crab kind of thing, but it's huge. I'm talking like 2 or 3 feet long, and it looks like it's heavy as shit. But I am terrified of bugs, absolutely terrified. So looking at this thing, my skin started to crawl, and I couldn't stand it.
What are those big-ass grasshoppers in New Zealand or whatever?
Right, yep, the ones that are bigger than, like, tennis rackets.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. But as far as this great isopod thing is concerned, it is an aquatic animal, so it gets so big because of a phenomenon called deep-sea gigantism. I said that right? It's the tendency of deep sea creatures, crustaceans, and other animals to grow to a much larger size than similar species in shallower waters. So I just wanted to say, boom, motherfucker, I just schooled you because goldfish are going deep sea. And
they're not.
I'm telling you, deep sea gigantism is causing these things to get so fucking big that they are megalodons. Point made. I win. Point for Lens. Done.
You know that goldfish are freshwater fish.
So?
The ocean is salt water.
So?
Deep sea is salt water.
You don't know, okay?
I do.
They might have adapted.
We're going to go to PetSmart. We're going to get a goldfish. We're going to throw it in the ocean and see how long. No, PETA, we're just kidding. No,
we're not really going to do that.
No animals are going to be harmed. We wouldn't. I wouldn't waste 25 cents to do that shit anyway. I'd rather go buy me a fucking gumball, bro.
Gumball. What are you, 1982 or something? That's really not that long. Well, I guess it's kind of that long ago.
Oh, my God.
All right. Anywho, so my point is made. Okay? My point is made. Thanks. Have a nice day. Why not?
Science.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Goldfish don't go to the bottom of the ocean.
You don't know these things.
I don't know.
You don't know, okay? They could have adapted and they could go into salt water. Thank you. Next topic.
I do know that they're pretty hardy fish, though, so I don't know for sure if they would die anyway.
Exactly.
But I'm pretty sure they would.
Deep sea gigantism.
Well, I think great whites can go in freshwater.
Exactly. See, you're making my point for me here.
So you still believe that the megalodon is a goldfish going ham?
It could be. No, I don't think that.
So like that goldfish is hanging out with Brock Lesnar, juicing and shit, straight up steroids.
Juicing. I have to share the story real quick. That someone close to us said that juicing was making smoothies. I was like, no, that's not what it was. No.
That was pretty bad. It's like, do you know anything?
So I was on like a science kick, okay? I was reading a whole bunch of stuff. And for my next thing that I actually researched a little more into, have you heard about Proxima Centauri?
About the bird. Bird is the word. Bird.
Listen to me.
Is that the new planet?
Yes, it is. Proxima Centauri is the closest star that resembles our sun in, you know, multiple galaxies far, far away.
There's an Earth-like planet.
Within said galaxy, yes, it's called Proxima B.
It's the discovery of the century is what all these people are saying.
It might be, but there's a lot of things riding on it. We have to figure out if there's water, you know, like what we have on this planet, and we also have to figure out what the atmosphere is.
Do we have water here?
Why are you being such an asshole?
Okay, so they don't know any of that yet?
No, they're going to do a whole bunch more research, and they're saying that this Proxima B is an Earth-like planet. Its distance from the star is within the inhabitable zone, though, which is what's making it so promising, because our distance from the sun is what allows, you know, life to flourish.
It's not too hot, not too cold, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. So that's the same thing with this Proxima B. Well,
did you just call me a bee?
I did. So moving into, I also started researching, you know, kind of how we're going to research Proxima B and how things are going to go about. Well, there was a project launched recently by Stephen Hawking called the Starshot Project. And in this project, they are trying to make it so that I think what I got from it is that it's going to be like a satellite that's going to go to Proxima B. Yeah, like a probe to kind of, you know, look around the planet to kind of see what it is. And he announced, this was actually back in April of 2016, though, that the program is going to be this satellite is going to be traveling by 20% of light speed.
Dang.
So this planet is literally some 3,000 years away. So if we were to travel by, you know, just like a space station or whatever to try and get to this planet, all of us would be dead and, you know, three times over before we ever made it.
Yeah.
So
how long is this going to take to get there?
This satellite, if everything goes according to plan, it's going to take about 10 years for testing and to get it ready.
Okay.
But it's going to take 20 years for it to get to Proxima B. That's it. 30 years condensed down to 20.
That's not bad.
That's freaking awesome.
That's pretty fast.
And the way the information is going to be transmitted back to us from the satellite is by like laser beams, basically. So we're going to be getting information. I don't know if it's going to be real time or how much the delay is going to be, but I was like, holy shit.
Well, you heard about that probe that they launched like a long time ago that is at the edge of our actual galaxy.
Yeah.
That is fucking weird there. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where that famous photo, the pale blue dot or whatever, came from.
Mm-hmm.
where it was actually like so far away, but they still took a picture of Earth, and it's like, it almost questions everything. Mm-hmm. It's like weird as shit. Like, we're all on this daggone little teeny tiny dock, rock, and we're fighting each other, killing each other. Yep. It's like, look at all this shit out here.
Yep. You know? What are we fighting over?
Exactly. But it's just wild as shit. But
the idea that we are now going to be able to travel, I mean, it's, you still have 80% to go, but 20% of light speed. Imagine.
That's pretty fucking fast.
Right? Imagine what.
Well, how do they get going that fast?
I don't know. From what I read about the, it's called a nanocraft. And what I read about the nanocraft is that it's going to be really lightweight.
It's going to be small.
Yeah, it's going to be small, very lightweight. And the actual, like, processor in it, it's only going to cost as much as, like, an iPhone to make. So this is going to be a relatively cheap project. It's more about, I guess, trying to get it to the planet. But the idea that we're going 20% that of light speed, imagine what the next 20 years is going to bring, the next 30 years, I mean, the next 50 years. By then, you know, we'll be old and gray, but this is nuts that we're able to go that fast, that we're able to, you know, go 30,000 years away in 20 years. I mean, I don't know. It just blew my mind at how...
So that 30,000 years is like standard... human travel right. speed
based upon
space.
the propulsion that we have now, as far as like the rockets we have now. Yes,
so it would take us 30,000 years.
Yes.
Okay, so what, all right, my whole thing about this is, what if we send this craft and then like that motherfucker goes into their that atmosphere and it runs into their White House and kills their president?
Let's
and then
back
fucking
up.
War of the Worlds starts, and then we got like spaceships flying in this motherfucker.
Let's back up a little bit.
Mars attacks. Holy shit.
No, hold on. So I was reading into, you know, some of the other projects that Hawking has going on. And not that I totally agree with everything Mr. Hawking says. Some of the projects he has are actually kind of awesome. There's another project where they are trying to transmit a laser beam into like different galaxies to transmit messages to see if there's, you know, intelligent life form that would answer.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of little things going on behind the scenes of projects that he, another gentleman, and even Mark Zuckerberg is actually in on this Starship project. So there's a whole bunch of like, you know, big people with a lot of money spending a lot of money on these projects. So I don't know. I don't know. It blows my mind that light speed one day is actually going to be a thing. If we can go 20%, what's stopping us of going the full 100?
Food.
What do you mean food? You had nothing. That's all there is to it.
That's right.
So I don't know. I thought that was interesting, but as I was going through, you know, all the science stuff, I also stumbled across another lovely article that I wanted to share with you because I think it's very important that you know. Melatonin has now been tested on some breast cancer cells, and the increase of melatonin within a woman's body has actually shown that it will shrink and or stop breast cancer from forming.
Okay.
I need more sleep.
I don't want to hear that shit.
What do you mean?
Me too.
Why?
Men get breast cancer too, so go fuck yourself.
Honey, you are flat-chested.
Honey, you're so money.
Little Darius Rucker for you. You are so flat-chested. You don't have to worry about breast cancer, okay?
I got bird chest, though.
Exactly. You're fine. I'm the one with the breasts. I need more sleep. That would be amazing. Thank you. I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's not going to happen, so...
You're so rude. But so I thought it was, you know, kind of interesting that a chemical in our body can actually be used to help, you know, breast cancer patients. And hopefully, you know, chemotherapy wouldn't have to be as intense that maybe they could use this chemical.
Yeah. I mean, anything that'll help, you know, get rid of or make the cancer less, I don't know the word for it, aggressive and deadly right. and stuff like that.
Yep.
Anything is good.
Yep. No, I thought it was an awesome article.
Well, what about all those viruses that they, or the way that they're trying to treat? Because the age of the antibiotic is almost over.
Yeah, it's getting close.
Because of the fact that everything has it in it.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors prescribe them too much. You know, you have a mild case of something. Oh, here you go. Here's an antibiotic. You're really not supposed to take stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, because to an extent.
It's overused. I mean, sometimes you have to, but that's the only time that a doctor should be prescribing them to you is when you actually need them.
Right.
Not when they want to just make you happy and make you get out of the office and go on your merry way.
Right.
But, you know, it's in our, you know, food, dairy, all that crap. Cows raised with antibiotics.
Chickens,
antibiotics. Pigs. It's because it's cheap and there's more product. You know, chickens don't die, mass chickens don't die, whatever, you know. Anyway, there's a new thing that's coming out that's viruses. Scientists are able to reprogram viruses to attack certain types of sicknesses. So
nano engineering. Yeah. That shit is awesome.
Because you know how viruses work. They inject their, what is it, RNA or something? Or they inject something into a host cell.
Mm-hmm.
And that host cell then reproduces that virus and it explodes.
Yep.
Creates more viruses. Yep. Well, they're doing this, but it's specifically targeting, we'll just say, I don't know, strep throat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's attacking strep throat. I don't see how that could ever, you know, that age ever end.
Well, it would just be a lot of engineering because, I mean, there's over, God, a trillion, you know, different types of viruses at this point.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not for viruses. It's not to fight viruses. It's to fight
bacterial infections.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't, I don't think viruses can inject their own stuff into another virus and
Why not?
Then cause it to reproduce. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it could. I don't know.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, you know, as far as the breast cancer goes, like, could that be used against
I think so, because that's still a cell.
Hmm.
Bacteria is a cell. Isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is.
We are talking way over our heads.
No, but I don't know. But I feel like that they were talking about somehow reprogramming viruses to fight cancer cells also.
That would be awesome. Like, seriously, if I was really smart like that, that would be a dream job because...
Oh, I would love to do, like, biology type stuff like that.
That sounds awesome.
Because, I mean, to me, you're helping people.
Right. No, that sounds
You know, behind
awesome.
The scenes, you're not... Yeah, I think that stuff is legit, like research and stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, that's awesome. Well, on a lighter note, the last article I found as I was going through all this fun science stuff was something a little lighter, more on the celebrity Hollywood side. Robert Duvall, an actor. I guess he's kind of on the retired side, but his little house, I guess he has a whole bunch of land and not sure where he lives, but... there was a paparazzi drone that was flying over Robert Duvall's house.
That motherfucker destroyed it, I bet.
Wrong. Not Robert Duvall. I guess the paparazzi drone got taken by wind or what have you and went into the next door neighbor's yard.
Oh,
the next
shit.
Door neighbor decided that she was going to shoot it down with her shotgun.
She's probably in trouble. Yeah, she's probably in trouble.
Actually, no. The paparazzi didn't press charges because they were trespassing. And they were also, they were spying, basically, invading privacy.
Yeah,
so
well, where, you know, up in the air, where does your property line start?
Well, I'm sure it was close enough on her side of land that she knew.
Yeah,
that...
but I'm saying, like, up in the air, airplanes fly over your house.
Oh, well, I guess.
So where does your property line stop?
See, you
air?
Need to watch a movie with me called Burlesque, okay, with Christina Aguilera and Cher. They talk about air rights in this movie, and I never knew such a thing existed. Who knew you could own air? But apparently it's a thing. But anyway, so the paparazzi goes and confronts this woman and says, "You shot down my drone. I can't believe you did that." And the lady says, "Get off my property."
Oh, shit.
So they ran. I was like, okay.
I shot your drone, bitch.
Dumb,
I'm about to shoot you, motherfucker.
Dumb motherfuckers. Why would you go up to her after she shot your drone down?
She obviously means business.
Exactly. Why would you do that? She said,
golly.
In the article, the neighbor said that they hightailed it out of there. And I was like, You're retarded. Why would you ever approach somebody who just shot something down?
I don't know. I mean, call the police. That's all I gotta say. Yeah,
if you're pissed off that she messed up your property, okay, call the police. But they're probably just going to laugh at you because you're trespassing.
Yeah, but, you know, I've seen a bunch of circumstances like that, that where the actual person that shot the drone down, they actually got in trouble because I believe it's a felony. Because they're considered aircraft.
Yeah, well, it's a personal aircraft, though.
It's still an aircraft. FAA has jurisdiction over that. It's a really, really weird, because it's a brand new industry, so there's not, like, laws in place yet.
Yeah, so FAA just has jurisdiction.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's jurisdiction. It's authentication. Because it's, you know, it's a flying aircraft. You can't fucking shoot down an aircraft. Golly.
I think the moral of the story is...
don't fuck around.
Don't go on somebody's property who just shot something down of yours and confront them.
Well, I don't like drones flying over residential areas anyways.
Well.
Because it's a paparazzi. You know, they're probably... if there were... I'm assuming she shot it down with a shotgun.
Yes. I said shotgun, yes.
That means they're pretty fucking close.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shotguns don't have range.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
They're low.
So they were pretty daggone low.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, she saw it.
Yep, exactly.
And drones are small, so you know they had to be pretty close for her to see it.
Yep.
And hit it with a shotgun.
Yep, she was skeet shooting.
All right, well, that's it for this episode. Don't forget to check out the show notes. Email us, unholyunionpodcast@gmail.com, and, you know, send us all your good stuff.
Awesome.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.